Welcome to the National Working Summit on Transportation in Rural America. My name is Steve Albert. I'm the director of the Center for Rural Road Safety, which is an FHWA center, the director of the West Workforce Development Center of Excellence for FHWA, and also the director at the Western Transportation Institute at Montana State University, and the chair of this event. I'm giving you all those titles to kind of maybe set the stage for what I'm about to say, which is really a lot of the steering committee and many other people thought I was crazy in trying to promote a different type of conference that would break down the silos and to provide the opportunity for more crosstalk and less talking heads. Does that sound good? That sound good? And you can thank the steering committee in here for supporting those ideas and making things a little bit different. I think we all have to be a little bit crazy to really start tackling this problem of in rural America for safety and transportation. When I proposed the theme that we look beyond just traffic engineering, no offense to the traffic engineers in the room, but to really kind of look broader than that of how safety impacts overall transportation and not just narrowly defined from an engineering perspective, and that we focus on the breadth of transportation and safety and to break down the silos and look at cross-cutting opportunities and challenges. And also then to have a format that is far more dialogue than many of us who go to conferences and hear a bunch of talking heads. And then we go back to the office and say, what did we learn? Oh, I can remember a couple of those presentations, but that's probably about it. Maybe what we really need and what we're trying to pull off the steering committee, myself, and FHWA, is really to get more dialogue. More dialogue that then can be used to developing a white paper that can look at what are the transportation and safety needs of rural America if 60% of the fatalities are in rural America. What do we need to do? And also to look at bringing together different stakeholders. Many, many conferences I'm sure you go to, you're probably mostly surrounded by traffic engineers or transportation planners. But when you look at safety, it's much broader than that. It also involves organizations like Center for Disease Control. I mean, someone who's really looking at things through a different lens, a different eyepiece. So am I crazy? Yes? No? I'll tell you one thing. For those who do know me, I don't wear a suit. So I'm trying to show the persona that, yes, I am a little bit crazy because I'm wearing a suit, which I normally would be dressed like someone else. So, yes, I am crazy. But I think we all have to be a little crazy to start looking at this problem different. You know, the safety is really something that you have to look at through this broader lens. And so often, I think, we try to keep thinking that we're going to build our way out of the safety problem. We're not. You can put another 500 miles of guardrail out there. It's probably not going to solve the problem. Really, the problem, and I hope this comes out at this meeting, and there are speakers I know who will be talking to this, but looking at culture. Looking at if 90% of the, or 95% of the problem is the driver, why aren't we doing more relating to the driver and safety and the culture? Why do we have to see things like in Austin, Texas, with the people driving right between the child crossing the street and getting on the bus, or crossing the street and getting hit by another vehicle? Why do we have to see these kind of things? There's something wrong, and that from a safety perspective, we really need to be tackling this. Or why do we see things like someone driving a car and running over a bunch of bicyclists driving on the road? There's something wrong there, and something we have to address if we're ever going to get down to zero deaths. So, I think one of the things we wanted to accomplish by this, and I see it as a critical milestone, is communication. We have different people who have different disciplines in this room. We need to respect their position. You need not to use acronyms. and to be able to speak plainly on what you think the problems are, what you think the challenges are. If we're ever going to break down the silos, if we hide behind acronyms, no one's going to know what we're talking about. Anyone feel that way sometimes when you go to a meeting and every sentence has at least one or two acronyms in it? You raising your hand? Good. That's the kind of thing I think we need to change. Our goal for this conference is to try to develop some type of white paper that says, what are the needs of rural America? That we can look at maybe as a funding package or something that can be talked about in the next bill. I think, though, we really need to maybe also look differently at what is the car. Is the car really a weapon? Is it something maybe we need harder laws to change drivers' behavior? Something has to change in rural America if it's just going to continually grow as being where crashes and fatalities happen. So that's my spiel. I do want to thank the sponsors, in addition to the Federal Highway Administration, who are here in supporting the center, but also Rutgers University and ASHTO, who provided funding for this, and thank you very much for doing that. We're going to think differently. We're going to think out the box. We're going to respect each other, but we're going to look at both challenges and opportunities, and more importantly, make sure we have the right people at the table, the stakeholders who need to be here beyond just one type of discipline. We want to address this from a multidisciplinary perspective.